This list is full of I don't knows. And it just establishes how limited the scope of this was. Sometimes they have this outcome, registered sex offender in Arkansas for sodomy conviction. Pretty straightforward. That's useful. We have one here from the church is a member of the Baptist Union of Great Britain. That just shows how it looks like this guy was just typing in Baptist sex abuse into Google and seeing what popped up and plopping it all down onto a list. But here's starting to highlight the ones that I want to point out. Arrested. Was he convicted? The articles are all from 2008. And I tried to look up some of these articles, and a lot of them are behind paywalls, and a lot of them are just dead. A lot of them like this isn't even an active link. I have to go look it up. And I did look up some of the stuff, and some of it was dead end. Some of it, I couldn't find anything useful. Again, here, I don't think it's SBC. Remember how the Guidestone report was talking about SBC, you know, I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. This is why they're not confident in saying things. They should have researched it. It's sad they didn't. It's pathetic they didn't. But this is why they have to talk like that, because this is how thorough the report is. I don't think it's SBC. Again, arrested. Was he convicted? And it goes on and on with things like that. There's some legitimate stuff.